Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Muhammad. Michael Muhammad. Welcome to the show. Tonight, we're going to deal with do men value the woman in their life enough to marry them? What is going on with the marriage reality? Why so many people in relationship with no marriage? Do men see enough value in the woman they are with? Put a ring on it? Or is it that marriage isn't valuable in this day and time? Do women now want to get married? What's going on with this marriage reality? We're going to deal with that tonight. You're listening to North Star Talk. If you tune in on your computers, listening online, and you want to make a statement or a comment, please type it in and we'll read it over the air. Or you can call 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. And listen by phone and participate by phone. Now, before I get into the topic, y'all already know my co-host is Charlie B. Moore. And if you don't know, now you know. So So I'm going to bring her on.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
I love you, Grandma.
I'm your co-host, Charlie B. Moore.
I love you, Grandma.
I'm your co-host, Charlie B. Moore.
When they don't realize that actually changes your, you know, growth and how you approach it. It's like a major,
Charlie.
A major factor.
I'm your co-host.
How you?
I'm your co-host. I'm your co-host.
Or your perception.
I'm your co-host. I'm your co-host. I'm your co-host.
I think change is necessary.
I'm your co-host. I'm your co-host.
Y'all already know. You know the one with the magical power, casting spells like abracadabra. My co-host,
Charlie B. Moore.
Charlie B. Moore.
Let's
get it in.
Charlie B. Moore.
Northside Talk, baby. Yo, Charlie B. Moore.
Charlie B. Moore.
Let's do this.
I love you, Grandma.
Love you,
Grandma.
Peace.
Charlie B. Moore. Peace. How you doing?
Hmm.
Oh, good with you.
What's good with it?
Yeah, well, what's good with you?
Oh, well, the show is always good with me. And this topic.
That's what. So,
now
this topic, right? Do men value the woman and their life enough to marry them? Now, I've been married before. Things didn't turn out the way it's supposed to be. You been married before, Charlie?
Yes, I've been married before.
Okay. So let me ask you. Do men value the woman in their life enough to marry them? And then since, you know, when we dealing with the reality of marriage, right? So I guess we both know that you can actually get married and then something happen within that marriage that it might end in divorce. So could that be one reason why a lot of people are not getting married, because they're scared it's not going to work out?
You know, that it's a numerous reasons, but yeah, that could be a possibility as well, I would say.
So let me ask you this here. There's a scripture in the Bible, right, that says, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing." You heard that scripture before?
Absolutely.
What is the good thing?
Okay.
So a man is supposed to be, what, searching or looking for a wife?
Absolutely, according to the Bible, you know.
Right. Well, we're going to use that. We're going to use that reality. We're going to deal with that to open up. So if the man is supposed to find a wife, right, then that means he's supposed to be looking or searching, right? And so in his looking and searching for a wife, that means he desires to find a woman to be that wife. And if he has a strong desire and a will to seek and search for a wife, then shouldn't he know exactly what he wants in that woman?
Absolutely.
So now, if I'm just gonna put me into that as the man, all right? So, cause I don't want Craig, Ray Ray, Pookie, nobody, you know what I'm saying, calling up the show and say, yo, man, you shared my name, man. Somebody said you talking about me on the show. So let's say I'm looking for a wife, searching for a wife, and I find this woman. And I hear people say, what do you bring to the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose of the table and us coming to the table? And what should I present to, let's say if you're the woman, what should I present to you as the woman since I'm at the, since I brought you to this table?
Well, you should present me. Well, if you coming to me as a man and want me as your woman, I feel like stability you should be bringing, security, a firm foundation, and you know, be able to speak life into me, over me, and ready to create a family so we could build together.
Okay. So let's say, so we would call this starting phrase, right? We would call it that, getting to know each other when I first meet you.
Absolutely. You can call it that.
So
get to know me.
Right. So now, am I getting to know you? We would call that dating, right?
Absolutely.
So in our ability to date, if we look at the word dating, the root of it is that, which is also the root of data, meaning collecting information, you know, inquiring minds want to know. So when we come together, first meeting each other, we should be able to collect the proper data, information, right, on
right.
each other. So as a, if I value you as a woman, right, I supposed to be able to ask you the right question, right?
Right.
And you as a woman, if you value yourself, you should have a standard or a list or a reality of what type of man you are willing to allow into your life, right?
Right.
So, as a woman, if you desire to be a wife, what should a woman kind of like look for in a man she wants?
I look for clear intentions. A man be able to tell me, present himself, and let me know exactly, you know, what it is he's looking for and whatnot, and if I agree to it. I also look for responsibility, accountability, how you communicate. I look at all sorts of things and whatnot. And the energy he brings, is he drain, you know, does he drain me, or is it, you know, is bringing life? I look for, you know, different qualities,
okay.
I would say.
Now, the way we look at society today, right?
Right.
When we deal with people, are we dealing, especially a man dealing with a woman and a woman dealing with a man, are we looking at them at the start from a standpoint of with a predetermined thought of, could this be my wife? Could this be my husband? Or do are we looking at it from a lustful standpoint, and a lusting point of view? Damn, he find that motherfucker, boy. You know what I'm saying? Man, look at her, man. Look at that ass, right? You see what I'm saying? So, in order for a man to value a woman to the point of he's seeking to have her as his wife, what mindset does he go into dating or becoming a friend with this woman, right?
Right.
Now, you deal on a high frequency, or what we call frequency levels. I'll try to operate from frequency level, meaning for the listening order, meaning that we try to think from a high upper level, a high valuable level, right? So when I deal with women, I look into a woman and not just at her, right? I don't want to end up with a fine fool, right? So
right.
I'm a type of person that I love to read, I love to study, I love building and growing self-improvement, right? That's my reality, right? So I'm looking for a woman that can match that, right? Or has the potential to grow and develop so that we can grow and develop together, right? Now, so at the start of meeting and creating a friendship or relationship, the key factor is we got to both be honest with each other.
Absolutely.
So if my intention is not longevity with you, then I should let that be known from the start. Hey, look, you know what I'm saying, shawty, you know what I'm saying? All I want to do is the boom, boom, and the zoom, zoom, right?
Right.
And if she's with it, then that's all we gonna have. But if that's all we're gonna have, how much do I value you? And how much do you value yourself?
Absolutely.
Now, when you think of marriage, right? Tell me your personal idea. So can't nobody say I don't agree with her, she's wrong. Tell me your personal reality when you think of marriage.
When I think of marriage, I think of a bond, a strong bond of unity, the oneness. I think of partnership. I think of trust. I think of challenges, you know, things that's going to challenge us. I think of something that I look forward to, you know, working together, just building point blank.
Mm-hmm.
I look for that, you know, stability. I look for that love, the comfort. I look for it all. Even the little mishaps that may be there, because it's going to bring us closer together.
Yeah.
And I look for that communication. That's so important to me, the communication as well. And why not?
Yeah.
So I look for some good things, I think. Try to keep that energy up.
Indeed. So if you present this to a man, he should be honest enough to say, well, that ain't what I'm trying to do. This is what I'm trying
Absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely.
See, what is the purpose of me as a man wanting to be in your life? If I can't present to you a purpose, right? or being in your life or to even be in a relationship, that should set up a red flag.
Right.
We must first determine if us being friends, can we have a friendship before we even can move into a stage of a relationship? Am I qualified or are you qualified to even be my friend? And then we both have to have a functioning, working definition of what a friend is. Because I might think you my friend, and by my definition, you ain't doing none of this shit on my definition of a friend. But if I don't manifest to you at the start my functioning working definition, meaning a definition of a friend that works for me, to see if you fit into that definition, then I can determine Charlie is my friend.
Right.
Then by your definition, if you present your definition to me of a friend, then if I desire to be your friend, I am willing to live up to your definition. So our definitions come together, right? And now we operate in, under what is called a plan of action. So let me ask you, what would you consider a functioning working definition of a friend?
Someone that you care about. A friend to me is someone I don't have to talk to every day, but, you know, we pick up right where we left off at, that can, you know, call me and ask me for something, and I'd be there. Someone that, you know, it's not, I love them, but not like that. But, you know, but I care. I really care about them.
Yeah. So there's different levels of love, right? There's different levels
right.
of love.
Right, it is.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, you say care, you try to be there for them, right?
Right.
So now, if your one of your definition is, for a friend is someone that's going to be there for you, right?
Right.
And you're being there for them, but every time you need something, they're not there. So based on your definition, would you say you're a friend to them, but they're not a friend to you?
Okay, let me Change that. Reword that and stuff because I didn't communicate properly and stuff. I appreciate that, Mike, for real and stuff because communication is best. So a
right.
friend, mutually.
Okay. So in a friendship, you're both supposed to be there for each other, right?
Absolutely.
So is that the best way to say it?
Well, I mean, I'm sure other people may have another way, but yeah, I think for me it is.
Okay. All right. Let me do. You know, we gotta do this here. You're listening to North Star Talk Blog Radio Show, and I'm your host, Michael Muhammad, and my co-host is Charlie B. Moore, right? So, if you listen by computer and you want to participate in the show, log into the chat room and leave us a statement. We'll definitely put it on the air. Or you can call the call-in number, which is 657-383-1423. Slow it down, 657-383-1423. And you can listen and participate by phone. Now, if you call in and you want to participate, all you got to do is press 1. You press 1, we'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number, right? And once you hit the last 4 digits of your phone number, you're on the air, you give us your name, and then you're able to participate in the show. And you can also advertise, promote your business here at Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to do this right
here. I hope you're doing well. All right, so I'm Portia Lim, licensed clinician and owner of I Feel Couples and Family Counseling Services. Okay, so when choosing a therapist, it's essential that you choose a therapist that you can connect with, one that you can relate to, and one that can relate to you, okay? It's essential that you guys develop that therapeutic relationship in order for therapy to be effective. You can read more about me. You can find my bio on my website. It's www.ifeelcounselingservices.com. You can also find my Facebook page. It's I Feel Counseling Services, or Instagram, @IFeelCounselingServices, okay? Of course, you can find me on Psychology Today. That's Portia Williams, Portia, P-O-R-C-H-A, Williams. You can contact me on Psychology Today. You can also contact me through my website.
No doubt. And also, supporting the show, we got Back Out Bells Bonds. Their motto is, we'll put you where you want to be. I'm sure that's not behind bars. You know, Countess Moore, you know, out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Back Out Bells Bonds. The number to call is 336-682-9117. That's 336-682-9117. Located in at 239 Laurel Wall Boulevard, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27101. Office and fax number, 336-448-5478. Yo, they take major credit cards. It's accepted. Counts as more. Back Out Bells Bonds, right? Also, if you went to, like, Uncut Body Oils, Unusual and Vintage Costume Jewelry, you can get in touch with Family Essence, the unique mobile boutique, right? You can contact Charlotte, Angie, or Kayla, right? And I think because of promotion, the number is kind of cut off. So I'll get back with y'all. But it's Family Essence. You can find them on Facebook. You know what I mean? Also, 360 Wellness with Jasmine Ferguson, located at 3738 Boone Trail in Fairville, North Carolina, 28304. The number you can reach Jasmine at is 910-977-6709. 360 Wellness, your health full circle. It's a private holistic fitness and nutritional complex providing quality service to create wellness, mind, body, and spirit. You know, I need to definitely hit them up, right? Also, we got L&K Bells Bonding Agency out of Maxon, North Carolina. L&K Bells Bonding Agency with Ashana and Kendrick McClain. Numbers to reach them, 910-610-9800 or 910-217-6445. They got low down payments plan. They say we'll get you or your loved ones out of jail with quick, discreet, and dependable service. Guaranteed. So y'all know Ray Ray just got picked up, and he's been sitting in there. So hit one of the Bells Bonds up that's closer to you and get Ray Ray out of there, all right? Tonight's topic, do men value the woman and their life enough to marry them? I want to address, do women really want to be married? they like being, you know, where they at in the relationship. Charlie Beemore, do you think, you know, some of the friends you might talk to, or women you know, family members, do women want to be married in this day and time?
Well, some do and some are afraid. Some, I have some friends that's actually afraid to get married. And they're afraid because they feel like it may be a distraction, you know. It's so many men that comes with you with clear intentions, and they do just the opposite, and they're afraid of investing their time, their money, and they're not serious. So it's like when they start getting that connection, that when they start caring, they pull back.
So what you're trying to say is a lot of women have been either hurt by men, watch other females, women catch hell due to this thing called marriage, that they don't even want to waste their damn time now, huh?
Right.
Man. This society kind of messed up, ain't it?
Right. This is what it's coming to. And, you know, social media and all the type of access we have now to get with people, it makes it that much harder for some people, you know?
Right. So, man, we as men and women, especially black men and women, we really got to communicate with each other and find out what's the root cause of the problem. You mean to tell me there's no more loyalty? Huh?
I think also, too, it plays a big role, too, and it's a fact of, you know, some women, like when you said the communication, when we come into these relationships, we're not communicating and letting us know what's up, what we both are looking for. And they end up playing themselves, or they didn't do so much, you know, in their past and everything, that they just don't trust or see so much, you know. It could be a numerous reason, but as you were saying, we do have to start, you know, communicate more and take things seriously. And uplift one another.
You know,
I
posted an article in the North Star Talk group where this married black millionaire tells men to stop playing with women. He said marriage is the key to becoming a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
So he feels that if the man takes a woman serious, right, and finds value in that woman and takes her serious, and if he has himself together on a mental, spiritual, and physical level, that woman can help him build and grow and develop, not only mentally, spiritually, right, and physically, but financially. So with
Amen.
That being said, that takes both of them to be like-minded, have a strong will and desire to not just live together and kill together, but to build together, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm gonna go this route, and I know I'm gonna get some inboxes and DMs and all this here text. What if the man is trying to show and teach a woman and guide this woman properly so that he can help uplift her mentally, right, spiritually? He sees all the potential in this woman, and he goes, yo, if I get with this woman and I can properly help and guide her, then, man, we can really build something together. But, hell, she ain't trying to grow. She ain't trying to develop. She sees him trying to teach her. He sees him trying to guide her. as he's controlling. He won't control me. Want me to read. Telling me I need to do this. Telling me I shouldn't do that. But she wants a husband. But she don't have a functioning working definition of a husband. You know, I was told by a brother one time, you know, a good man to a woman is that man that does what she want him to do. Cater to her. Make sure she taken care of. Make sure she got all this. But she don't want to do shit that a man wants to her. You ever seen that? You know people like that?
Yeah. I have witnessed that before. You know, the Bible always says that, you know, also say that a foolish woman will tear her own house down with her palms of her hand.
Say that again.
Absolutely.
You know I'm looking for that scripture. I'm looking for that scripture.
It's in there. But, I read it. You know, I can't tell you where it was at.
Yeah.
I see if I can find
it. But
let me let this. Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing about it. Both people that desire to be married have to have a certain mindset going into it. So this is why communication at the beginning is so valuable. And not putting on no front at the start. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to put on a front at the beginning. And then after we get emotionally attached to each other, see, a lot of women are in relationships or in situationships because they are emotionally attached to a no good man. And a lot of men are in a relationship because of the emotional attachment to a no good woman.
Absolutely.
They're stagnant in their marriage or in their relationship to the point where there's no growth and development. Because one thinks the other one's supposed to be doing this, and the other one thinks that the other one's supposed to be doing that, and so they're not operating under a reality of oneness. Because they're not on the same mental, spiritual level. And the only thing that they got going for them is physical. They enjoy the sex. I be on Facebook, right? And I see women actually on Facebook talking about or posting about or sharing if his penis ain't this big, if he got a small thing, right? If that's what you're worried about in a damn relationship or marriage, you ain't qualified to be in no relationship or no marriage. If the man focus on a woman's body, and that's what he's attracted to, and that's the thing that's holding him there. What happens when the hands of time start causing changes in her body? What happens when the breasts don't sit high no more, and they lean with it, and they rock with it? Because time has a way to cause a change where the asset is no longer an asset to a man that's only into her ass, and now he's in a shitty situation. What happens when the hands of time, his penis don't stand up like it's supposed to? And that's what the value of you being with him was all about. See, do men value the woman? If he value her, what does he value about her? What does he see her worthy of? Because she looked good? Because he came across a Facebook profile? Or he seen her in a club? Or seen her somewhere? And he was attracted to her physically? He wasn't looking for a wife? And because she might be fine, but she's not financially stable, and he might have a little bit of money, so she gets with him because he can financially take care of her. But she don't love him. She loves what he can do for her. So we don't have a value system when it comes to each other. He don't never ask her, baby, what do you think? Baby, what do you think about? Baby, what kind of ideas you have when it comes to? What you think about this right here? He don't give a damn about her mind. He just care about her behind. And you know they got a saying, Charlie. Why buy the cow when the milk is free?
Right.
How many women you know out there just giving away milk?
All of them.
They ain't got to go to the store no more and get milk, huh?
Giving it away.
He doesn't value her enough. And when we say marriage, let me make this clear, Charlie. When you say marriage, we're not necessarily talking about going down to some courthouse and filling out papers. We're talking about a strong union and bond where you're both committed and made your word bond to each other that you are going to operate and move as one. That your souls match. To say you found your soulmate means that your souls match, meaning you got to operate on a spiritual and a mental level. And if the man is going to be your husband, he's the head of the household, right? The house doesn't necessarily mean a building. The house could be your person, who you are. And if I'm the head of the household, meaning I got to maintain you as my wife, not just financially, as providing for you financially, for making sure you are secure mentally and spiritually. That means even in just a relationship, I can't sit back and watch you struggle financially. That if I got $10, I should give you $5, $6, $7, or $8 of those dollars to help you. If I come across something that can benefit you mentally, yo, I read this here. You should read this. Let me share this with her because this should uplift her today. Oh, man, Let me send her a text or a message just to tell her she's beautiful, just to see how her day is going, just to uplift her. Why? Because I'm her husband. That's when you know that man value you to where he makes a strong commitment to you, which is a marriage, right? And he makes his word bond to you that, hey, I am willing to be in this relationship with you and we can carry this thing until eternity. Because we have an understanding now that we value each other. I take who you are under consideration. That's the marriage. How much do I take you under consideration? To where I'm loyal to you. You can trust me, right? That before I do anything crazy, I think and say, I wonder how this is going to affect Charlie B. Moore. If I do this shit right here, when she find out, how's this going to affect her? What kind of mental and spiritual effect is this going to have on her? Nah. I'm not going to do that. I value who she is too much to do this, to lose her. Am I making sense?
Absolutely.
I didn't mean to take over. You know, I think I got a habit. I think I got a habit of doing that. I was at something last night, and I think they might have figured that out. Let me stop. Go ahead, talk to me, Charlie. Close us out.
I think I agree, totally agree with everything you said. And I also want to state that I feel like if we women did encounter a man that came to us with clear intentions and did just the opposite, I feel like we have to have some type of accountability in this, because men only can do what we allow them to do. So a lot of times I say your relationship is based on how you feel about yourself. Now, for instance, me, you know, at this point in my life, being married, getting divorced, dating, you know, after the marriage, I you can't come with me with games. I was spot on, you know, like, if you come to me with clear intentions, yo, Charlie, I want to, I feel like we can build, you know, and stuff. I just want to fling that God is out in you, or, you know, that speak life in you and all this stuff and everything. And if I agree to that, and then I see something different, then I will stop it immediately. And I will also let you know why I stopped it and everything, because I don't need no one wasting my time. So therefore, I just feel like we women, we have to have accountability in this as well. You have to love yourself as well. And if you really care about that guy, stop. No, I'm not going to allow you to do this. You better than that, you know? You have to speak life into him as well, because we all can get distracted. And, you know,
right.
So you have to, you know, speak that life back into him, over him as well. And get him focused. It's your reflection and everything, you know. So that's what I have to, you know, say to the listeners.
No doubt. Yo, we want to thank y'all for tuning in to North Star Talk tonight. Well, let me say this, because we got about 10 minutes. If you're listening, you want to say something, you want to participate, you got about 10 minutes. Press 1 and call in. Now, we could go over. Now, if you listen from computer, if we got to go over 10 just to hear from you, you want to call in, you can call in 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. You can call in right now, and we are listening to you. You can make a comment, make a statement. You know, tell me your mic, what you said. You were full of shit. And you ain't going to pay attention to that. You always talking that junk. Hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Because we always want to hear from you. But we do Northside Talk every Tuesday and Thursday nights at 9 p.m. If you're on Facebook and you're not part of the Northside Talk group, hit me up so I can add you to the group. And I might have already sent you an invite, so check your notifications and see if I sent you an invite if you listen to the show. Because we getting ready, like I say, we getting ready to step our game up. Me and Charlie B. Moore, we're going to work on some serious stuff and make some things happen with Northside Talk. We even going to start doing a blog and going live and stuff in the group. So definitely, you know, get with us so we can make some things happen with Northside Talk and grow the brand and make some things happen. You know, Charlie, you did great tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's a great topic. You know,
reflection. We have a great partnership.
Indeed. You about to make me cry. And don't get me cry. I'm going to hang up. You know what I'm saying? So we want to thank those that tune in and listen by computer, listen online. We want to thank you for supporting Northstar Talk. For those that call in and listen by phone, sometimes you don't have to press one to participate. Just looking over and seeing that you're listening to the show shows and proves that you value what we are doing, and we definitely appreciate it. So we're going to end the show something like this right here.
Now greetings to the world. Gangster no live in a tenement yard.
No.
Good boy no live in a tenement yard.
Too much watch it. Too much so.
Them chatty.
Fuck all this pretty Sean Carter shit, nigga. Ho. Sean was on that gospel shit. I was on the total fucking opposite. Shit. Step $1 million in a sock draw. That's a war chest in case you need your chest knocked off. Y'all be talking crazy under the IG pictures. But when you get the hell, you tell them Blanco sent you. I can't take no threats, I got a set of twins. Those were just some words you never hear again. For the final time, you don't believe these fools. I never seen a worker rock so many jewels.
Ever.
I never seen a runner with so many cars.
Ever.
Y'all couldn't stop me, you're not as tough as you say you are. My advice is just don't be too nice to niggas. Just set the price so niggas and live your life, my nigga. Once upon a time in the projects, Sean was in flight mode, I bought a Pyrex. I was in fight mode, oh now it's fuck me, mijo. I was moving them kilos, help you move your peoples. Sometimes you need your ego, gotta remind these fools who they effing with. But we got